After months of languishing in an Iranian prison, two American hikers, Josh Fatal and Shane Bauer, accused of espionage after allegedly crossing the Iranian border, are due to be tried on November 6th, according to their lawyer. A third hiker, Sarah Shurd, was released on bail last month. Iran's official news agency, IRNA, says that Intelligence Minister Haider Muslehi confirmed the trial of the American hikers would be held soon. Whatever case we have against them, he said, will be passed on to the judiciary. The hiker's lawyer, Masoud Shefai, said well-known Revolutionary Court Judge Abul Qasem Salavati will preside over the case. Salavati became a celebrity last year after the televised trials of opposition activists held for protesting against Iran's disputed presidential election. Tuesday, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton urged Iran to release the two remaining hikers, Fatal and Bauer, on humanitarian grounds. Clinton insisted there is no basis whatsoever for putting the hikers on trial and that it is unfortunate their ordeal has lasted so long. The hikers were detained in July 2009 after allegedly entering Iran from Iraqi Kurdistan. Meanwhile, Iranian Parliament Vice President Sayed Mohammad Abu-Turab complained to Iranian TV that the United States is constantly accusing Iran of abusing human rights.
نقض حقوق بشر توسط رژیم امریکا رو در دو حوزه باید
He says the U.S. accuses Iran of human rights violations at various international forums, but the United States violates human rights in many cases. University of Birmingham professor Scott Lucas, who writes about Iran in the popular blog Enduring America, says the hikers have become part of a wider political game between the United States and Iran, centering around talks and international prestige. Lucas also thinks the case of the hikers has become part of an internal struggle in Iran between President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad and Parliamentary Speaker Ali Larijani. He points to the release of hiker Sarah Shurd as a gesture by Mr. Ahmadinejad to the United States before his September trip to the United Nations. Former French ambassador to Tehran, François Nicolot, believes the hiker's ordeal is not yet over and that Iran's judiciary system is being manipulated for political purposes.
I believe the judiciary process will probably produce a condemnation. Knowing the system, I have little faith in the independence of the judicial system. What we can hope for is that this condemnation could be rather light, and after that it is likely that a period of negotiations will open in order to have the two remaining young Americans expelled from Iran. But we have to prepare ourselves for not only a few weeks, probably a few months of difficult times and anguish for the families.
In May, Tehran released French academic Clotilde Rice, who was arrested and tried for espionage last year in a similarly long and drawn-out ordeal. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.